From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Zimbabwe's former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is speaking out about President Robert Mugabe's decades-long grip on power.
He has been in the seat for too long, and it's like the office was part of his life. It was like a culture. So to him, it's a huge surprise.
Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday from military-imposed house arrest, presiding at a university graduation ceremony with his presidency in jeopardy. At least five people were killed Friday in confrontations between Kenyan police and supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga, as tensions over the disputed presidential election continue. Good morning, the story from Mila Sega.
Police fired live rounds and tear gas to prevent Odinga's convoy from making its way from the airport to Nairobi's main park so he could address supporters after returning from a trip overseas. Earlier this week, police warned they would not allow a ceremony to welcome Odinga back from speaking engagements abroad. Opposition legislators had urged supporters to come out more than 1 million strong. Police said five people were killed by mobs that stoned them to death when they were caught stealing during the confrontations. But mortuary attendants and eyewitnesses said police shot them. The nullification of Kenya's August election was the first time a court in Africa had overturned a presidential vote. At least 70 people have died in political unrest since then. The majority opposition demonstrators shot by police during protests. Millar Sega, VOA News.
For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.